For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. In 2018, I reported on a Springfield boy who was looking forward to getting prosthetic arms built with a 3D printer. This is an update to that story. Joseph Horning was born with Mobius syndrome, which results in facial paralysis and sometimes limb abnormalities. Joe has no arms below the elbows. Still, he can tell a wicked joke, ride a bike, hold a microphone, and even play the drums. Paula Free is an amputee who started the nonprofit Power On with Limb Loss. She lost her left leg in an accident. Paula introduced Joe to members of the University of Oregon Biorobotics Club in 2018, and they started work to create prosthetic arms and hands using a 3D printer. After many prototypes, a working prosthetic was built and is functioning for Joe today. The Robotics Club and Curtis Penny at Springfield's Hanger Clinic continue to perfect the prosthetics so Joe is able to perform various tasks, namely to hold his drumsticks. Joseph says he wants to be a broadcaster when he grows up. At a recent visit to KLCC, he got some practice.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Horton, and you're listening to KLCC 89.7. in Eugene, Oregon. I got my 3D printed hands in 2019, late August. Paula, could you tell us what's going to happen next?
Well, to elaborate on that just a little bit, we started with the Bio Club at the University of Oregon, and we all worked together, and they built Joe an amazing 3D printed arm. And then with a little more progress after that, he has now got two prosthetic arms with attachments that hold drumsticks. And Joe's an amazing drummer. And it's just impossible to say what the future might hold because I think Joe can do anything. These prosthetic arms can be interchanged with other hands and other devices, so Joe will be able to accomplish anything in life.
Joseph Horton and Paula Free are the subjects of my 2019 Printy Award-winning feature. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.